Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Birchie Kid, latest on the Lions. Practice report is out. Jack Campbell didn't practice. And is there any update on Marcus Davenport?
So Jack Campbell did practice today. We just got back from practice. Campbell was back at practice. Taylor Decker was back at practice. They had both missed practice yesterday. And my DJ bad. Reed and Kirby Joseph, who were both limited, were also back at practice today. So that bodes really well for their availability on Monday. You can fully expect those guys to play. The only update on Davenport is that the Lions are still seeking second, third, maybe fourth opinions on his injury, which has now been labeled a chest injury. It was termed a shoulder issue coming out of the game last week, but it's now being deemed a chest injury. So we're just awaiting word from the Lions, who are awaiting word themselves from second opinions.
If it goes from shoulder to chest, does that make you nervous?
I'm going to lean on the tried and true line that I am not a doctor. I don't know. We can all speculate. I don't want to speculate on the air with you guys. You could probably make an argument for it making you feel worse or better, whatever your preconceived notion might be. So
hold on a second. Are you being responsible?
Hey, for once in my life, I am showing signs of responsibility. That's, we'll get to fully responsible later.
That's fatherhood. That's fatherhood right
there. That's what it does to you. Yeah.
It's done a number on me.
So I know the coordinator spoke today. $1 million question. How do you stop Lamar and Derrick Henry?
Yeah. Well, you sign Malik Cunningham and you tell him to do your best Lamar Jackson impression in practice every day this week, which is impossible. I think even Alex Anzalone was asked yesterday what kind of value Cunningham can provide in that role in practice, and he kind of laughed it off and was like, I mean, none really. I mean, it's a good in theory, but there's no way to prepare for Lamar Jackson other than having played him in the past, which they did 2 years ago. And as you guys might remember, they gave up touchdowns on the first four drives of the game and trailed 28-0 at the break. Now, the defense has grown up since then, but this is a monumental task, and that was a Ravens offense without Derrick Henry. So this puts huge strain on this Detroit defense, and I don't know if this is reassuring or troubling for Lions fans to hear, but it feels like in this game, the Lions are going to need some serious elevation in play from both DJ Reed and Terrion Arnold, because to slow down that ground game between Jackson and Henry, they're going to have to commit extra resources to the box, which is going to leave those guys in the back end on a bunch of islands in one-on-one matchups, and they're going to have to win more times than not. And Zay Flowers, shout out Boston College, is having another awesome season. He's fifth in the league in receiving. DeAndre Hopkins is still a big play threat on the other side. So those two guys who have not played up to their standard in coverage so far, that is TA and DJ, do need to bring it on Monday night.
Did I see this right? Zay Flowers has 20 targets this year?
Like, yeah, 218 games? Yards. He's off to a really fast start. They have otherwise spread the ball around the rest of their targets, but Flowers is getting the bulk of them right now from Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, has been one of the best passers in the NFL for 3 years running. I mean, like, without mentioning the damage he can do on the ground, you look at his numbers in the air over the last three seasons, he's incredible. He has 71 touchdowns to 11 interceptions the last 3 years. And currently, right now, if he retired today, Lamar Jackson, who many teams questioned as a quarterback entering the NFL, questioned as a passer, would hold the NFL record for career passer rating. So, look, good luck to this defense on Sunday. They're going to have to find a way to force some turnovers, in my opinion, to tilt this game in their favor.
Or worse, Monday.
If they got to play on Sunday, too, they're really screwed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, Lamar Jackson, look at his numbers, 22 touchdown passes, zero interceptions on Monday Night Football. But Jared Goff has a quarterback rating of over 105 in Monday Night games. Both quarterbacks are 7-2 with their respective teams in Monday Night Football. It feels like this is one of these things where something's got to give. But you mentioned that the defensive backs for the Lions, they're going to have to step up. Dan Campbell in the past has not been afraid to call guys out subtly and expect more. Have you heard any of that from him this week or from Kelvin Shepard about the secondary and, hey, it's going to be a lot on you guys and you are going to have to step it up? Or is this just you reading tea leaves?
No, I mean, this is me talking to DJ Reed for one yesterday and just asking him about his play through two games. And he was clear that it has not been up to his standard. And, you know, for anyone out there who feels like DJ Reed, based on the buzz around his name in training camp and the contract he signed this offseason, has played below expectations so far, he told me yesterday I would absolutely agree. He expects a lot more out of himself. You know, he does feel like he and Terrion have tackled well and played physically and run support, and there's a ton of value in that. But he's also the first to acknowledge that the coverage has not been good enough. You know, there were a couple miscommunications that led to blown assignments against Green Bay, and there were just a number of occasions, certainly for Terrion last game, where he was just beat in one-on-one situations by Roma Dunze. So, look, you can talk all you want about corners needing to tackle and needing to help out in the run game, but those two guys were either drafted where they were or paid what they were paid to lock down receivers, and they're going to have to step up. They both know it on Monday night in Baltimore.
Was there any tone from the coordinators today with a sense of satisfaction? I mean, I'm sure they're not doing victory laps, but it had to feel good for those two professionally with everybody doubting and being concerned, maybe doubting so strong, but they're being concerned and understandable about what the Lions lost at the coordinator spots. Was there any sense of satisfaction from them today?
Certainly a few more smiles creasing across the face of John Morton today than there were during his weekly press conference at this time a week ago. And he even said that he went back and he watched that Bears tape twice because he was just so pleased with what the Lions had put on film. He normally dissects it once and moves on, but you know, the offense was so well oiled and so precise, especially in the air last week, that he kind of treated himself to a second viewing of those highlights. And you know, I think Shepard, in typical Shepard fashion, was pleased with the result, but harped almost as much on the plays they didn't make as those they did make. One player he did point out that I think we should all take a second to appreciate is Tyleik Williams, who really showed up last week in the middle of that defense. And Shep pointed out the back-to-back sneaks the Lions stopped, the second of which was on fourth down, both from 1 yard away of the sticks. And he said, if you go back and look at those plays, which statistically have about a 90% chance of succeeding, Tyleik Williams is the main reason why both of those plays failed. And, you know, if you consider why Brad in this front office, he said, went out and targeted this player in the draft, that's exactly why. And, you know, I think Williams over his time here has begun to learn to operate within the framework of this defense. You know, at Ohio State, he was able to freelance a little bit more and could jump out of gaps at times to make plays. He's cut that out of his game, and as he's done that, he's become more impactful for this defense.
Are we going to see a shootout on Monday night between these two offenses?
I'd be shocked if not. Only one team last year held the Ravens to under 20 points at home, and that happened to be the Super Bowl champion Eagles. They averaged at home last year over 30 points a game, and I think this Lions offense and Jared Goff is coming in just completely dialed and knowing that they have to be at their very best to give their their team a chance. Goff was incredible last week, as good as he's maybe ever been during his time here. And that was another player that Morton highlighted today for his smarts as much as anything. One thing that this Morton offense really emphasizes is what he calls RCE, and that stands for recognize, communicate, execute. And one play in particular last week highlighted that. Before Goff threw that deep ball touchdown to J-Mo, he told him in the huddle, like, they're going to run quarters defense here. Be ready. This ball is coming to you. Run this route full speed. And so J-Mo left the huddle, as he said after the game, knowing that he was about to score a touchdown because Goff told him he was about to. And sure enough, the Bears came out in that quarters defense that Goff predicted, and J-Mo ran his route at full tilt and scored without a defender within 5 yards of him. So it's just another example of how much Jared has grown in terms of a processor before the snap and even before the huddle. And it takes this offense, which is so complex and so layered, most weeks to a pretty clean level of operation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, the Lions win or lose this game, why or why not?
Yeah, you guys go first. I just don't know if they have enough on defense to slow Baltimore down at home, wearing their all blacks on Monday night. I think their best chance, the Lions' best chance, might be to rock the all blacks themselves and just confuse the hell out of the Ravens' offense on Monday night. It feels like a game where the offenses are probably going to trade possessions, trade touchdowns, and just given the way the Ravens tore apart the Lions a couple of years ago with Lamar and without Derrick Henry, I don't see how the defense gets enough stops aside from turnovers on Monday night. I like the Ravens 38-31. I'll say this, the one way the Lions can win this game, in my view, is for Brian Branch to be NFC Defensive Player of the Week and have a performance like he had last week. The last time they played the Ravens was on Brian Branch's birthday, which is part of the reason he referenced them immediately after the game in the locker room last week, gets the game ball tossed to him, and the first thing he said was, you know, hey, thanks, boys, but we got Baltimore next week. He wants this one back, and if there's any player on this defense that has, like, the athleticism, quickness, and talent to counter Lamar Jackson, it feels like that might be Brian Branch.
When are you on TV next?
TV next Sunday morning, Lions game day live in our usual slot, getting you ready for Monday night, back on Sunday night, and check out a new streaming show on Fox 2 called The Sports Office, which streams 7 to 7:30 each night, takes you inside the sports department there, and features guests like yours truly and the great Bob Wojnowski.
Oh, boy.
Oh, look at that.
All right.
So do it at your own peril.
Look forward to brunch soon, buddy.
Hey, you know what? We got to get together, Gator. Whenever you say, just name the time and place. Valeni also owes me dinner, including apps. I'm thinking I can maybe cash that one in for the cash value, and then you and I can go crush some mimosas, baby.
Like it. I like it.
All right, fellas. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
There he is, the Birchie Kid. Always good. From Allen Park, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Gator. Baltimore, huh? Who's road tripping? Who's road trip? You love Baltimore.
I enjoyed it very much.
I want to know who's going to this game. What's your plan when you're getting out there Monday night? Lions, we attempt and are very successful at taking over other stadiums. Is this going to be another one? You going to Baltimore?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.